Today's daf is Maseches Zvachim daf Ayin. We are holding in the middle of Samach Tet Amud Beit, and just to get us back into the sugya, let us remember what has happened. We had in our Mishnah a three-way machloket between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yos. According to Rabbi Meir, first of all, we have a straightforward kal v'chomer that if a shechita of an animal, a mammal, which is very tamei as an avela because it's metamei b'maga b'masa, and nonetheless, if it goes through shechita, it will not be metamei as an avela. Koshikin, the shechita of a bird, the shechita, now we're not talking about lika, koshikin, the shechita of a bird is going to be enough to take off the tuma of nivlat of tahor, which is so limited that it isn't even metamei b'maga b'masa. It's only metamei b'bet ablia. Then I have another limud, which I call a mamatzino, but I really have a makor from in the posik that compares the din of zotorata be'mavaov to abstract whatever act it is that is matir in the right circumstances b'achila. And that adds malika into the equation, that the same thing would be true not only about shchitat oftar, but malikat oftar. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. On the opposite extreme is Rabbi Yehuda, who says, not only do I disagree with your extending that kal v'chomer to malika, I disagree with your even making the kal v'chomer in the first place to shechita of an oath. Now, obviously, I need a makor for that. This is my makor. Why does the Torah introduce the din of nivlat of tahar with a statement that compares a treifa to an avela, which is completely meaningless, unless it's coming to tell me, see that treifa, buddy? I don't care whether it drops dead, whether you shoot it through the heart, whether you do malika on it, you do shechita on it, it's always going to be an avela. Oh, so that tells me that a bird is not like a mammal. And there is no way to remove its tumat nevelot. That's the opposite extreme, even through shechita. Rabbi Yossi is in the middle. He says, look, Rabbi Meir is 100% right about the kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer makes sense. So if you do shechita of an oaf, it's tahor, even if it's a treifa. However, the extension that Rabbi Meir made to malika of an oaf, that I disagree with, and dayol avo min hadin liyot kinidon, we'll have to see. I don't agree with the pasuk. We'll have to see what it is that can be done with this pasuk that allows us to disagree with the pasuk. I mean, but what about the pasuk itself? What is it coming to tell me? That the Gemara is going to get to. But in any event, I do agree with the kal v'chomer kishel atzmo, and that is lagabe shechita.
The oaf that is not nevela.
Say it.
And the oaf that is tahor. The oaf that is
maluk or shachut.
Yeah. No, shachut.
Shachut aliba, Rabbi Meir.
Yeah.
Is not considered to be a nevela. That's matam.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so therefore, just to be misakim the dinim, everybody agrees a behima trefa shenishchata is not matami benevela. The question is, what is the din of an oaf tahor that was trefa, that was nishkata? According to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, it is not matami. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is matami. What is the din of an oaf tahor shenimla? According to Rabbi Meir, that's trefa. According to Rabbi Meir, it's not matami. According to Rabbi Yossi, it is matami. So now we have very clearly our matrix of three different shitot that vary only when it comes to oaf, and yet all are agreed when it comes to a behema trefa that was nishkata. Okay, so this is a beautiful drasha, except that Rav Shizbi throws a monkey wrench into the works. Amalei Rav Shizbi, this diyuk that you're making over here in the parsha of Tum'at Beit HaBliyah, this introduction to the parsha of an oaf tahor, you could have said the same diyuk in the context of the parsha of Behema, and I will prove to you that it leads to an impossibility and therefore needs to be redefined. Now, let's take a look where I suggest that we would find another place in the Torah where Nevela and Trefa is mentioned, which would have, by your logic, no meaning, unless it's coming to address some din about Trefa remaining a Nevela, and I'm going to show you that this doesn't work. Now, where am I going to take this halacha from? From the din of a Behema, And this is a reference to the halacha of an animal that dies, and it becomes tami b'mago b'masa. But what is the din of its chelet? Now, we understand that the basar of an avela is where the Torah gave the din of tumat nevelot. But remember that the chelet is never part of the nevela in terms of being able to be eaten, even if I had shechted it. What is the din of the chelet, therefore, when I don't shechted it? Does it matter to chelet whether it's alive or dead? Does it matter to chelet whether it was nishchat or mace? Comes along the Torah to say, indeed, a chiddush, that it doesn't matter to chelev. That since chelev is not part of the food equation, there's no dinim of heter and iser that are going to be added or changed by dying or by nishchat. It's always chelev. Therefore, comes along the pasuk to say a remarkable thing, that the chelev of the nevela, yeaseh lechol melacha, even, I don't care if you want to use it for hegdash. Hegdash, what do you mean it's tummy? No, it's not. So in other words, if you want to make soap out of a nevela's chelev, go right ahead and let the kohanim wash their hands with it. No problem. Kol melacha. V'yachol lo tochlu. Of course, you can't eat it. Obviously, we're going to have to deal with that question. Why would I thought you could eat it? But we'll get back to that. Now, I've got a little problem for you, Rabbi Yehuda. Unfortunately for you, the Torah does not only say v'chelev nevela, yeaseh lechol melacha. It absurdly says v'chelev nevela v'chelev treifa. Yes, lechol melacha, which is nonsensical, right? Now let us apply your logic to the unnecessary mention of treifa in that context and see that it leads you in a direction that you will agree is wrong, and therefore your logic clearly is wrong, and we'll have to rethink what the point was of mentioning treifa in the pasuk that you brought, legabe the nivlat of tahar. So let me apply your logic, okay? It says, v'chelev nevela, v'chelev treifa. So hatam nami, I'm going to simply quote you, Rabbi Yehuda. Hatam nami, I will say, as you said here, well, im treifa chaya, hare nevela amura, v'im treifa eina chaya, hare hi b'chlal nevela. Sound familiar, Rabbi Yehuda? Yeah. Okay, ela. So now, what would the conclusion be? Lahavi treifa sheshachata. So therefore, it's coming to tell me that if I shechted the treifa, that the chelev is tahar. Now, of course the chelev is tahar. I mean, we're certainly not going to change it because it was treifa. It must be coming to tell me, therefore, a din, that the chelev of a treifa is part of the equation in this pasuk, namely, the chelev is tahar. But, the basar is not tahar. Aha! Correct? What else is it coming for? In other words, according to you, if a treifa animal, now we're not talking about a bird anymore, okay? A treifa animal was shechted, you would have to learn from here that the shechita does not help to be metayer its nevela, only its chelev. But that's true of any animal, its chelev is not metamic. So why did the Torah mention it? To add this point, that of course, the shechita of the animal will not be metayer, it's treifa from nevela. It's exactly the same point that you said by the nivlat of tahar, word for word. Now, at last I heard all along the discussions with you were revolving around the point that you agreed to the fundamental assumption that a mammal that is shechted is not going to be metame benevela, and we're going to prove it in a minute, and yet here we can conclude by your own logic that a mammal that is shechted is going to be metame benevela, and only its chelev will not be metame benevela. Aha! Now, let me talk this out. V'yomer v'yonam rab. Or some say it says in a braita, and we never heard you arguing about this, and that is Tana, v'chiyamut min habeima, asher hilachem la'ochla, hanogea b'mivata yitma'ad'ara, v'chiyamut, not when it was, and note, min habeima. Huh. So the death of an animal is not necessarily mitama. So miktsat beima mitama, miktsat beima eina mitama. So put together those two subtle points. A treifa sheshachata. Well, it wasn't yamut exactly. So the min habeima might be referring precisely to that. So here, miktsat beima, eina metama. So therefore, there are some animals that will not be metame even in their death. V'eza zo, zo treifa sheshachata. So when it came to the mammal, we say treifa is not going to be metama if you did a shechita. So now you've got a problem. If your logic was right by oath, and that logic was based on the unnecessary mention of trefa in the context of nevela, application of precisely those same diukim leads to a conclusion that's the opposite of your own conclusion when it comes to a mammal. Therefore, obviously, you have a different explanation for that pasuk, which I'm going to tell you what it is, but whatever it is there, it's going to be exactly the same when it comes to the oath. And therefore, you're going to be left without the pasuk to undo Rebbe Meir's Kal Vachomer from the animal to the bird. And you're going to have to admit that the shechita of a bird will be metayra. Shall I tell you what you are going to do with the other pasuk about the mammal? Just in case you didn't want to admit it to everybody yourself? Okay, I'll tell you. So therefore, what does it mean over there? Ela trefa, what does trefa come to teach me there? Mi boy le lemuute timea. Point over there is that mi she yesh bimina trefa, yatzta zo she ain bimina trefa. So it's certainly not trefa itself, but rather, what is it for? To teach me that the chelev of a behema, that is the tmei'ah, is not tahor. So you might think that the chelev, just like it says over here, a chelev of a kosher animal that dies, is tahor mitumat nevelot. You might think that the same thing is true of any nevela that dies, that it's chelev, even if it's a camel. So a dead camel's chelev is not matame, and you can use camel soap from its chelev. You can't. How do I know that? Because since it says trefa, it means you, that for you to be thinking, gee, why would it mention trefa? It must be that the Torah wants us to note an animal that might have a problem of trefot is the only animal we're talking about over here, namely a kosher animal. But a non-kosher animal has no concept of trefa, and therefore we are not discussing camels here. Yatzta zo she'ein b'mina trefa, and it's not included in this distinction between its chelev and its basar. Okay, now, since I think we're agreed that that's what trefa and nevela meant in reference to mammals, may I point out that it means exactly the same thing over here? Comes along the Torah to talk about hachanami, lema'ute of tamei, she'ein bimino trefa. The Torah is coming to tell me that the din is nefesh tochal nevela v'trefa. What is that? An introduction to ofot. But this does not apply to an of tamei. Where if someone, and this is so counterintuitive, but it's a good thing we really trust our analysis, if somebody eats a dead of tamei, it's not matame at all. Not b'maga, not b'masa, not b'beit abliya, forget it. No problem at all. So if you want to stay tahor in McDonald's, make sure you don't eat the chicken.
They'll call it McDonald's.
Eat the owl. Okay, so this is our remarkable conclusion, which happens to be the halacha. Okay, so now, my dear Rabbi Yehuda, I don't understand what right you have to use the mention of trefa in the context of the behema to be mamayat the behema tebeya from the heter of chelev, that is to say, from the tire of the chelev. Mashain kein, when it comes to oaf, you don't feel that you need it to be mamayat the din of oaf tamei from the tuba of beit abliyah. Answers, is this clear? It's quite complex. I mean, there's a lot of issues here, and they're new issues, and I understand that it's a bit confusing, so I want to stop at each point to make sure that we're clear so that we can continue. Rabbi Yehuda claimed that he could ignore the clarity, the logical clarity of the Kal Vachomer that teaches that the shechita of an oaf tahor should be sufficient to remove its din, even though it's a trefa, its din of tumat beit ablia. And the reason that he was able to ignore that Kal Vachomer was because of the fact that the Torah mentioned trefa unnecessarily in the introduction to Achila of an Oaf Tahor. And he said the only mention, the only meaning of mentioning trefa could be to tell me that if it's a trefa, it's always a nevela, and that there's no way to remove it. Now, even with shechita, you can't remove that tumat nevela. That's what you concluded. Comes along Rav Shizbi and shows that actually the meaning of mentioning trefa in the context of anything, because we have exactly the same mention of a trefa in the context of the nevela by a behema, and over there we do not darshan it the way Rabbi Yehuda darshans it here, and even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan it the way he darshans it here. Over there he agrees that the point of trefa is as a species indicator. It isn't meant to teach anything about a trefa. It's just saying, and by the way, what are we talking about? Note the mention of trefa. Therefore, the application of this entire sugya is only on species where trefa is significant. Therefore, it cannot be a non-kosher species. That's all it is. It's a way of describing the species. Now, if that's true, then the discussion of ofot that opens up with this mention of trefa is exactly the same thing. See that word trefa? Says the Torah. That word trefa is there to tell you that the following communication from your lover, Amar Rachmona, is to let you know that we are discussing the issues of kosher species and non-kosher species, but they're not included in any of this. They don't have any tuma in birds. Even if you swallow them, no tuma in birds, which is the din. And this undoubtedly would be the Makar Rebuta. So how can you say that this is coming to tell me something entirely different to cancel the kafachomer of a shchit of a trefa of an oftar? You see? Beautiful. Okay. Answers the Gemara, very simple. Yes, Rav Shizbi, you would be right. Not that they're really talking to each other, but in our emergent table that crosses the generation, says Rav Yehuda to Rav Shizbi, you would be right, except that there happens to be a much more clear-cut way of ignoring the Of Tameh. And I don't need Trefa to exclude Of Tameh, you see. And since I don't need it, I ask you, what then shall we do with this wonderful limud of trefa? Must be that it's coming indeed to teach me exactly what I said. Namely, that a trefa that's dead is an avela, and I don't care how it got dead, with shchita, with shooting it through the brains, whatever you did. It's a trefa, this is its din. Metame bebet abliya. I, you'll say, but what about if it's an owl? Owls are not included. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda, the very word nevela teaches me that. How? The Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer. This is the mocker. And by the way, it's not a response to Rav Shizbi in theory. It's an actual brayta that quotes Rav Yehuda before Rav Shizbi. Anybody ever dreamt of Rav Shizbi? Is this Rav Yehuda's own shita where he already explained the answer to the future Rav Shizbi? And what did he say? That you might think that a nivlat of tameh is metamba begadim abet abliya, and it's included in the entire discussion of tumat ofot nevelot. Therefore, Talmud lomar, nivela vitrefa lo yochal. Mi shi isuro. Mishum bal tochal nevela. Why does it say nivela vitrefa lo yochal letam ava? Because we're talking about something that is usher because it's a nevela. Will you take really a owl and say, oh dear, this owl is dead. Don't eat it, Latam Abba. What do you mean this owl is dead? And if it weren't dead, I could figure out how to eat it, an owl burger? So clearly you're coming to tell me, Yatzah Zesheini Suro Mishum Baltochal Nevela. The issue over here is not Baltochal Nevela, because it was already Usur Mishum Baltochal Tameh. So you'll say, well, but it's also a Nevela. No, it's not. Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. This thing being Usur can't have another Isur. What do you think? We go around collating Isurim? Either something is for you or it's not for you. And therefore, why would it mention this? Because I already know that this halacha about tumat nevelot is not nogeya on kosher species, because it's the constant refrain that the Torah tells us about don't eat it, as if that has something to do with it. What does don't eat have to do with the fact that we're talking about the tumah, which is not related to eating? You see, the moment you throw in not eating, you're already telling me, and by the way, we're discussing those species where there's a problem that relates the nevela to the problem of eating. Well, that's not owls. I already know they're not included in don't eat it. So therefore, you're already telling me up front, okay, we're about to discuss the dinim of the nevela, of the things that you can't eat because they're a nevela. Now, what's the din of tumah? You see how logical it is? Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, so now what are you telling me now in the din of the Of Tahor? I'll tell you, there's only one thing left, and that's what I said, that a trefa is always going to be an avela. I don't care how you killed it. That's why Rabbi Meir's Kalvachomer does not apply. Brilliant, beautiful. That's interesting. But then when we got to the other sugya, about the chelav nevela, the chelav trefa, yeaseh lecho melacha, v'chol lo tochlu. We could have said the same thing. Over there, you're relating this issue of achila, which is irrelevant. So then the same logic, says the Gemara, can be applied over here as well. If you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda is able to derive the din of the of tameh, and that a nevela of an of tameh is not included in the din of tumat nevelot at all, simply because of the fact that the Torah introduces the idea with nevela, so that I now know that only something which would have been an osur mishum is sir nevela, mashenkin, something that was usher anyway, would not be included. So moving on now to the din of the chelev of an animal that's tmeyah, I also don't need trefa, as you suggested earlier, to be a species identification. I can use that nevela that's mentioned there without the word trefa. I'm exactly the same thing. So I nami typically me v'chelev nevela v'chelev trefa. What do I need the chelev trefa? Chelev nevela mi shisura bishum bal tocha chelev nevela. Only because the Yisraelis don't eat chelev. V'cholo tochlu. But yatztazu, if we're talking about a behemah tmeyah, so then what do you mean acholo tochlu? Anyway, I couldn't have eaten it. So in Yisro mishum bal tocha chelev ela mishum tamei. It would have been answer anyway because it's a behemah tmeyah. What does it have to do with don't bal acholo tochlu because it's a chelev and nevela and therefore chelev is answer? Chelev is irrelevant here. It's a behemah tmeyah. So therefore, I've got to find another use for this word trefa, not the one that you claim that Rabbi Yehuda would use it for. Ah, okay. I have a simple usage. Hai trefa mi boi lai tu yechaya. We need to know that when the Torah says that the chelev of a dead animal is not matame, that includes even the chelev, let's say, of a deer. Because salkadait chamina, I would have thought on my own, mishechel ba asur ubisara muta, that the whole idea over here is that since if the pasuk is saying over here the ochol lo tochlu, which is mentioned, I would have thought, okay, you know what that means, that only where there is an isser of ochol lo tochlu on the chelev, but otherwise the basar was mutter. So then I'm taking out the din of chelev from tumat nevelot. But a chaya where the chelba is not any different than the basar. What are you telling me? Chelev nevela ochol lo tochlu. It's nothing to do with the chelev. The chelev and basar is exactly the same. And therefore, I should say, yatztazo shechalba uvisara mutar, that if it hadn't been nevela, the chelev would have been exactly the same as the basar. And therefore, the din is not referring to the case of the chaya, because as far as the chaya is concerned, why would I think the chelev wouldn't be metame? Is the basar metame? Chelev of the chaya is exactly the same as the basar. So the same way the basar is metame, so too is the chelev metame. Comes along, therefore, trefa, gamash malan, to tell me that indeed the chelev of the chaya is not any worse off than the chelev of the vehima, and therefore if it's a nevela, it would also not be metame. Okay, so this is beautiful. Omar Le, the problem over here is, and some take out the Omar Le, this is not really part of the imaginary conversation between Rav Shizbi and Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Gemara, that this Kamashmalan leads to some logical inconsistency.
We're basically tending in opposite directions. On one hand, you're saying that a Tmei'ah, where the Chelev is no different than the Basar, that the din over there of the Tmei'ah is that the Behemah Tmei'ah is not included in this whole discussion. Bashenkin, the Techayar, where there's no difference, although in the other direction. But the point is that the Chelev and the Basar are exactly the same, and you're tending to opposite conclusions. That when it comes, for some reason, to the Chayar, there the Torah is going to treat the Chelev differently. But when it comes to the Behemah Tmei'ah, there the Torah is not including this whole din of Chelev to treat it differently. Why would that be true? Marishna Tmei'ah Dein Chelba Chaluk Mi Bisara. Why are you telling me that a Tmei'ah, you're not learning from the Pasuk to be Metaher, the Chelev from Nevela? Because you're saying, look, the Pasuk indicates that we're only talking about an animal that would otherwise have a different din of chelev than basar. So therefore, we wouldn't apply the acholo tochluhu. But that's true about the chaya as well. Ein chelba chaluk mi basara, because you can't say acholo tochlu, because it would be mutar, normally, to eat it. So that's my first problem. It seems to me that it's inconsistent, logically. Not to mention the fact that it actually says the simple meaning of the pasuk. I mean, it says achol lo tochlu. Apparently, there is a problem with this as chelev, and there is no problem of chelev. And when it comes to Achaya. Ella, Omar Abaya,
the trefa is coming legufe Yisrael. In other words, you're 100% right. If Rabbi Yehuda can darshan from the fact that Achila is a factor, then we've already excluded the din of the Beima Tmeya. Okay, so then why does it say trefa? Over here by the oaf, you're claiming that it says trefa to teach me that a trefa that is dead is an avela. I don't care how it got dead. Even if you made the most kosher shkita in the world, it's just a nevela. But you do not think that that's what it means by the case of the nevela of a mammal. So what does it mean? Says Abai, I'll tell you what it means. It's coming in the simplest level. It's coming to teach me that the exactly what it says. What does it say? Chelev trefa will not be metame. That's exactly what it's coming to teach me. I need it to teach me that din. Because the original question that Rabbi Yehuda asked, well, I mean, isn't that obvious? If it's a trefa, either is chai or isn't chai. No, it's not obvious at all, I'll tell you. Because you would logically have said like this, Shalot Tomar, look, is a camel Aser Michaim? Yeah, nothing to do with it's a nevela. Okay, thanks. Is a trefa Aser Michaim? Yep, nothing to do with whether it's a nevela. So if you cut off a piece of meat from a trefa, it's a trefa. Okay, so did the Torah now exclude chelev of the taira of a chelev from a species that is tame? Yes, great. It will exclude it from a trefa, which is the equivalent of a species that is tame. Okay, therefore I need you to know, no, don't say that. The chelev of a trefa, lamrot, it's being similar to a camel, is included in this tahira from its chelev from being an avela. That's the simple meaning of the verse, and it's a valuable meaning, because without the word trefa here, I would have been led to an invalid conclusion. So I would have thought, Shalot Tomar, it's coming to tell me, don't say what you would have thought to say. That ho'ilu tmeah asura mechayim, v'trefa asura mechayim, ma tmeah chelba tameh, af trefa chelba tameh, Mashbalan, even the chelev trefa. Ooh, Abaya, boy, you've just opened up a Pandora's box over here. If you're going to say that the reason that it says trefa by the mammal is to say the din of the chelev being tar, then you could say exactly about the same thing about the trefa of an oaf, that it's coming to teach me exactly what it's there for, but not, of course, as it means here, what would exactly what it's there for be teaching over there? That an oaf that dies is metame bebeit habli'ah, dies, not shechted, even though it's a trefa. You see, didn't you just say that if it's an owl, it's not metame at all? Listen to this logic. An owl is usher b'chayim. And a trefa is Aser Michaim. Just like the owl that dies is not Metame Bebeit HaBliyah, so too the trefa that dies is not Metame Bebeit HaBliyah. But now you're saying, no, just the opposite. A trefa is always Metame Bebeit HaBliyah, even if it died by shechting. If you're ready to excuse the use of trefa by the mammal in the opposite direction, then you're going to have to say that that's the primary purpose of mentioning trefa, to teach me that the din that we're talking about, and in this case, unfortunately, the din that we're talking about is exactly the opposite of what we were talking about in the case of the mammal. In the mammal, we were talking about a din that was going to be metayer its chelev. So you were safe. No, how much can go wrong if I make something else a problem? But over here, you're going to be making something kosher. Oh boy. So now you're going to have to conclude that actually trefas are not metame bebeit habliyah. So now, this is no good. So now you can't use it by his explanation for what, this is so beautiful. It's almost a chess game here. So you can't use it by his explanation. I understand, why do they print beautiful chess games in the paper and they don't print these moves of them? No? I mean, there ought to be like a daily print up of like checkmate and stuff. Yeah, I think it's great. Anyway, so you can't use a bias move to explain the difference between the mammal and the bird, because you've got exactly the same basic move that you would have had to apply by the case of the bird. And so now what are we going to do? Well, okay, let's just see that inside. Iachim, if you want to use that logic, so then you could say, Iachinami bi boile, shalot tomar hoel v'of tamei asur b'achilav, owls are asur b'achilav. And trefa is also bachila. So just like an oaf tameh, as we saw before, is not metameh at all by Reb Yehuda's own logic. So therefore, the trefa is not metameh. What are you telling me that it's coming to say, Dafka, that it is metameh, even if you shechted it?
Not to mention the fact that the logic isn't really logical. V'od mi'ikel amel of treifa mitme'ah. I mean, what are you going to say? We really need a pusik to tell me that the dinner that... How would I have thought that a treif is the same as a tme'ah? I mean, the tme'ah lo haitala sha'at akosh. Ever. I mean, this is something which is excluded from the entire set. That I understand has to do with the nature of the Ahila. What are you going to talk to me about? Treifa? Treifa, I'm going to compare. That you're trying to explain over here by the dinner chalev. That treifa I am going to compare. I'm telling you, you just missed such a beautiful chess game. And there you are, almost being a grandmaster. And you missed this daf. You know what this might do to your career? No, you have no idea. This is it's terrible.
Yes. And I remember like being about to get up, and then all of a sudden it was 9:05.
You'll have to catch up. Okay. So therefore, the entire logic, it was never necessary in the first place. Everything that Abaye was saying was wrong. There's no way that I would have, if it hadn't mentioned treifa, there's no way that I would have come to the false conclusion that we should compare a treifa to a tamea. Because it's so obviously different in that the treifa is included within the general set, and the tamea is not included in the general set. So what do I need a pasuk to now come to re-include it? I would never have excluded it, because this has a shata kosher. And even if you'll say, well, I mean, there are such things as congenital treifas. So how about if it's a congenital treifa? So if he came a treifa mi bet and my ikalameim, even that wouldn't have included it in the same set. Because then I would have said that biminami aika. Look, I mean, the set is defined by species, not by phenotypes over here. It happens to be this particular individual was born with some hole in its lung. I mean, that's fine, but that doesn't change the fact that I'm not going to make the din of the Torah similar species-wise from a treifa to a mintame. It's absurd. So therefore, Abaye is wrong. We didn't need treifa to teach me the din of inclusion. Rather, there's a completely different possibility over here. And that is, says Rava, throw everything out you've been thinking until now. I have a straightforward and simple explanation of what the meaning of chelav treifa and chelav nevela would mean. Unbelievable. Ella Amar Rava, you know what this is coming to tell me? The acholot ochlu by chelav nevela and chelav treifa? Something entirely out of left field, nothing to do with the limitations of the taira of the chelav at all. It is coming to teach me the din that acholot tochluhu applies to a treifa and applies to a nevela, despite the fact that it was always usser. Think to yourself, here you got a piece of delicious looking chalev, and gosh, even if this would have been shechted properly and everything, you never could have eaten this. So why is the Torah telling me don't eat it? Obviously don't eat it. What do you think, because it's a nevela, now I'm going to eat it? Because it's a treifa, now I'm going to eat it. Ah, you must be telling me. You should know. Until now, you couldn't eat it anyway, right? Well, listen here, buddy. You eat it now, and we'll get you twice. Once for chalev and once for nevela. Or if it's a treifa, we'll get you twice. Once for chalev and once for treifa. So you thought you were free and clear. Just a little isakaras here and there, maybe a chatas if you did a b'shar. No way, Jose! And that, of course, is Gufa coming to tell me, Isser chalal isser. So you see from here, says Rava, HaTorah Amra, Yavo Yisur Nevela, V'yachul Al Yisur Chelev. Yavo Yisur Trefa, V'yachul Al Yisur Chelev. Don't say to me, well, what do I do? Two examples of that. It would have been enough to say, Acholot Tachlu, but the Vela alone, without Trefa. No, Tzricha. Because let's say it would have just said, Chelev Nevela, V'yachulot Tachlu. I would have said, okay. Nevela has this new element. Remember that Yisur Chalal Yisur is very much a function of a grid that we've seen many times. If there's no new location in the grid of our database here to insert this isser, then ain isser chalal isser. But if there's any place in a database grid to insert the new din, then, for instance, suppose it adds new issues. Is it also an isser chorus that before was empty? Boop, bing, insert that, and now since it fills that particular slot, it now applies across the board, right? Or Does it include new elements, new people that weren't usher before? Bing, it fills that slot. It's usher across the board. So if it's Moshev, if it's Kolel, if it's Hamor, over there, we don't apply the halach of Ein Isser Chalal Isser because you've got a slot where it appears. Well, I got news for you. A Chel of Nevela has a slot where it appears. Is this also Tameh or only usher? Bing, now it's Nevela, so it's Tameh. So maybe that's what the Torah is saying. If you're adding Tuma into the database, then the database also has to register that this is a Nevela vis-a-vis the Isser. So now you're going to be Chayev for the Isser Nevela. But there's no slot available for the Trefa because the Trefa hasn't added anything. It's already usher. Usher Mutter. Usher, thank you. What do you want to put in now? What's the point of putting in usher again? That's already filled. So therefore, I would have said, but not Trefa, only Nevela. So therefore, Tricha, the Ashmina Nevela, Bishub de Metamia. Avo Trefa, Emolo. Now, what about if it would have said Trefa, not Nevela? See, Yashmina Trefa, I would have said, well, of course, Trefa may be Chal, because over here, it is something which is, now the Girsa in Chulin is clearly from Rashi, de Michasra Mechaim. Something that has an impact on the tzura of the animal in its lifetime is understandable that it now will register in terms of an iser, even though it would have been aser mitzad chelev, because I want you to know now that this thing was there at the same time that the chelev was important. Before we were discussing now the question of preparation of this thing as a foodstuff. If you wanted to register, what is this animal? So this is an animal that has a problem and it's evarim, plus it also has now chelev. It's okay. The Isser of Chalev is Lagabi the Chalev. This thing is also necessary to teach me it's Isser Mechayim. Masha'in came in a Vela, which has no impact while the animal is alive. So what are you going to say? Ah, but now the Basar becomes... What does the Basar have to do with the Chalev? I don't understand. You're talking about different pieces of meat. You're saying this type of meat is kosher, this type of meat is not kosher because it's in a Vela, so... But if you're talking about an organism... You can't say, well, what's the difference if it's a trefa? It's already chalev. What? What is that supposed to mean? Is this organism functional or not? That includes both the nevela, the basar, and so on. There you're telling me that it could be chal, but something happens afterwards where the chalev and the basar are no longer part of an organism. It's just a piece of meat. It's dead. So there I would say, maybe it wouldn't be chal. Why should one have an impact on the other? Therefore, I need both. Tricha. Now that's brilliant. If that's the case, then forget about bringing any raya at all from the dinim of mammals, where it repeats the unnecessarily, you thought, trefa in the context of the nevela. Because the trefa nevela has nothing to do with each other. It has to do with the reference to the chalef. So that has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda's diak. Now let's get back to the mention of Trefa and Nevela when it comes to Nivlata Of. What does it mean there? And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is perfectly in his rights to darshan that pasuk. Indeed, what's Rabbi Meir going to do with that pasuk? That pasuk really seems to lead to the conclusion that Rabbi Meir's initial Kal Vachomer is up the creek. And that indeed, if it's a trefa, it's always going to be an avela when it comes to an oath. All right? So now we're still clear here. So we have managed to support Rabbi Yehuda so well that now we got a problem with Rabbi Meir. Ask the Gemara for Rabbi Meir. Now it's so consistent and so perfect. Every last move here has been taken care of. So how does Rabbi Meir explain it? Hi, Trefa, my Ovidle. What is he going to do with the fact that it says Trefa, since according to Rabbi Meir, the Trefa that was Nishkata is actually Tahor?
Let's say you had took an Ofkotchi and you did Shkita inside the Azara. So even though that's not a good Shkita, and you would think that if that's the case, it ought to be Metame, because it's not the Dover that's Machshira. Nonetheless, remember that we learned that from the word Trefa and of Samachtet, that just like a trefa, the iser has to be the same, bifnim and b'chutz. Nevela also is only going to be metama when it's bifnim and b'chutz. But when you're talking about shkitas kachim bifnim, over there it's not the same as shkitas kachim b'chutz, because b'chutz you're chayev completely of shkut as shkut echutz. It's a real shkita. Whereas bifnim, it is not considered to be the matir, and therefore would not be metama. That's what we said before. And that I learned out already from trefa. So don't ask me what I do with the trefa that Rabbi Yehuda uses. And what about Rabbi Yehuda, who learns from Trefa that an Of is Trefa is considered to be Matame Benevela even when it's Shachud? So how does he know now about the din of Shchitas Kodesh Bifnim? He says, I learned that out from Trefa Achrina. There's another pasuk. It says, Nevela v'Trefa lo yochal etam abba.
So there, if you use that shchita, it's not the same as shechting treifas. It's considered to be not metame. Shchitas kochim bifnim. Forget about treifa. This is a new halacha. And that I learned from there, not from the din of comparing it to treifa. V'Rebbe Meir, what does he do now with the second treifa? Well, one is to tell me shchita shelifnim, which is not considered to be nevela, and one is to tell me that an of tummy is not considered to be nevela.
And according to Rebbe Yehuda, why doesn't he need it for that? He does! But he says by nivlas of tahar, it says nevela v'treifa more than one time. It also says v'chol nefesh shetochal nevela v'treifa, which we've been darshening, but it also says lo yochal nevela v'treifa letamamba. So therefore, I already know that there's an additional one to teach me this. So therefore, Chad, Rabbi Yehuda, has a treifa achrina. And according to Rabbi Meir, says Rabbi Meir, one is to be memayit shchita bifnim, and one is coming, v'chad, lemu'ute of tamei. Remember, treifa, we originally thought, before we discovered Rabbi Yehuda's drasha of the word nevela excluding an of tameh, we originally thought that the word treifa might be usable as a species indicator. Mi sheyesh b'mino treifa. But if ein b'mino treifa, it's not included in this. Okay, there you go. So Rabbi Meir says, well, that's what I need it for. Now, we know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need it for that, and we know why he doesn't need it for that. And of course, that's going to be our next question. So why doesn't Rabbi Meir say exactly the same thing? If anyway it's not edible, then that means that that's not what we're referring to. We'll get to that in a minute. But Rabbi Meir says, look, I need to know that shchita bifnim is not included in this equation, and I need to know that an ov tameh is not included in this equation, and is not metame bebet abliyah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, why do I need treifa for that? I know treifa is excluded from the fact that it says nevela. And that was the bright of Rabbi Yehuda on the bottom of Amud Beis. Yochote nivlat of tamei metame begadim tamed omer nivela lo yochal mishi yisura mishum bal tochal nivela. But since over here it would have been usher anyway to eat that owl burger, so Mamela, what's an afkamina, if it's a nevela or not? That's the point. So now Rabbi Meir has still faced with the problem of dealing with the extra treifa, which seems to be saying that a treifa shenishchata will be metame bebeit ablia. So for Rabbi Meir, hi nevela my Ovid, like, what does he do with that? He says, now hold on a minute here. Suppose you knew that if someone eats a nevela, that the halacha would be that it's metame begotten by maga. Do you have to touch a particular amount, or is there a particular amount there? How much do you eat in order to become tame bebeit ablia? Therefore, the Torah says, achol lo tochlu. Oh, in other words, it's the same as eating. Achol lo tochlu. So in the same way that I can't eat it, meaning a kezayit by definition, the din of yichabes begadav is the same as the iser of achol lo tochlu. Hey, that's brilliant. So according to that, I can't use the fact that it says achol lo tochlu as a species indicator. It's only coming to tell me a shear indicator, namely that it has to be a kezayit. Wow. L'shir achila b'kezayit. Well, wait a minute. It also said that achol lo tochlu, that's in the first pasuk. I mean, why does he need lo yochal nevela v'treifa l'tamaba? He's got two psukim, they both talk about achila. That's true. But since, I mean, that's simply the language. I mean, after achon b'loshon achila, I mean, it's already telling you that. Yes. But one is to tell me the shir of achila b'kizayit. But the other one is, this is so beautiful. The other one is, look, even if you're telling me that the shir has to be a kizayit, I understand that there's dinim of shiurim of huma, correct? Fine. So you're telling me the din of the shir of tuma is you need a kizayit in order to be metame. Do I care how long it took for that kizayit to get down your gullet? Where you're dealing with an iser of achila, then the iser of achila is defined not only by kizayit, but kizayit within the context of the act of achila. But over the act of achila being defined as bichtei achilat pras. But over here, I'm not talking about an iser achila. Achila was only a reference. Okay, so I understand it's a reference to the kizayit. That's because it's a reference to the shear. But why would I take achila as a reference to the act? If I repeat it twice, that it's coming to tell me the shear is a kezayit, and I really mean, baby, eating. In other words, you've got to eat that kezayit, which is really crazy if you think about it, because this has nothing to do with eating. You would think it has to do with a particular modality of transferring tumah. So the same way, if you touch it with your hand, it's tameh, which in this case it isn't. You carry it.
It's tummy, which in this case it isn't.
Is it sheer to that?
That's a sheer in the amount of, but not in how much time and so on and so forth. So this, I would think, okay, you managed to get a keziah down your gullet of owl burger. So then, fine, then it's matami. What's nafkamina, how long it took you to get that owl burger down? Kamashman, the second pasuk that it's even a din in the actual achila of bichde achilat pras. Because salka da'at chamina, look, I would have said, this has nothing to do with achila. The whole thing is an immense chiddush, right? So the Torah is saying, okay, treat it to the shear as if it were achila. So that doesn't tell me across the board. I would have thought Yoter Mechte Achilat Pras is also to be enough to be Matami. Kamash will on the second pasuk to teach me that there's also a din in the shear. So now I'm left, okay, so what about the Trefa Jazz? Oh, the Trefa is coming to tell me a species indicator. Not to tell me what Rabbi Yehuda says, that a Trefa is always an Avela even if you shechted it. Therefore, I go back to my Kal V'chomer, as mentioned in the Mishnah, and HaKol Sharir V'Kayam. If a mammal can be shechted to remove its tumah, even though it's a trefa, a bird can be shechted to remove its tumah, even if it's a trefa. As far as why it mentions trefa over there, is simply to tell me the halacha that a non-kosher bird is not included in the din of tumat nevelot at all. Why then does it mention not eating it, which you would say is sufficient in itself to tell me that owl burgers are not included? Because anyway, you couldn't eat an owl burger? No. Because there's a much more fundamental need to discuss eating, and that is to make this odd comparison of the primary din of the tumah of an oaf to be really similar to eating. Twice. One to teach me similar to eating in the amount of food. The other to tell me similar to eating in the time it takes to eat that food. And therefore, everybody is covered with every reference throughout these psukim. Absolutely stunning. Let's just, I understand we can't keep going forever, but let's just take a look at the way that this is expressed in the Braita. Tana Rabbanan, v'chelev nevela, v'chelev trefa. Now clearly, that heter of, or that tahira of chelev, that it's saying over here of a nevela, is only applicable to the chelev of behemah tohora. Behemah tohora katuv bedaber. What? Really? Atomer chelev behemah tohora katuv bedaber. Maybe it's referring even to a dead camel. Maybe eino ela bechelev behemah tmeya. Amre. Look, think about this, baby. Tiher mechlal shchuta v'tiher mechlal chelev. There's two ways that the Torah was betayher. One is through doing the act of shchita, and the other one is through being chelev. Now, just like when it says, the dinim of nevela are contraindicated when shchita is applied, the dinim of tuma nevela are contraindicated when applied to chelev. Now, in the same way, ma kishitir mechlar shchuta, that contraindication is a reference only to an animal that is tohar b'tohara, v'lo b'tmeya. So too, kishitir mechlal chelev, that the dinim of tumat nevela contraindicated when applied to chelev, is in exactly the same way. Kishitir mechlal chelev b'tohara, v'lo b'tmeya. Says the Gemara, well, yes, that's one, says the Braita, that's one way of looking at it. Perhaps we should look at it like this. Okulach l'derechazo. Tiher mechlal nevela v'tiher mechlal chelev. There are two contraindications to tumat nevelot. One of them is the fact over here that it was metayer dafka mishum nevela, where we're talking about the etzem din, that the din of tumas nevelas does not apply, and there's also a din that chelev is not included in an iser v'achila. So therefore, makish ter mechlal nevela b'tmeya v'lo b'torah, if when the Torah tells us over here that baser shchuta, we're telling us is metam. Now we say the same thing when it's tiher. The lashon is tiher mechlal nevela, tiher mechlal chelev. And meaning tiher mechlal nevela, we think that it means, even though it doesn't, and it's going to lead us to a mistake. What it ends up meaning in the end is that there is a case where the Torah was betayer nevela complete. There was a mistake made in understanding the Braita, which will be addressed in a moment, that's a reference to a behemoth tmeya, which of course it is. But there is a case where a species is excluded from tumat nevelot. And what is that? Of tamei, the owl burger, exactly. So really, it expects you to know that here. And that's why it strikes us a little bit strange up front. And in the end, we'll explain it. But the truth is, the Torah said in one place that nevela doesn't apply at all. And in another place it says it doesn't apply because it's chelev. Now, just like when it's metayer, michlal nevela, it was referring to a behemah tmeya. meaning an Ov Tameh, of course. An Ov Tameh is not included in Tumat Nevela, but not a Torah, because every Torah is included. The same thing is when it said, well, Chalev is okay to use, then maybe we should conclude only Chalev of a camel, but not the Chalev of a Torah animal, below the Torah. Now, if you think about it, if you take the first way, Kishiba Ataba Bederach Zo, it's referring only to an animal that's Taira. If you take the second way, the Heter is referring only to the Chalev of an animal that's Tmeya. Well, which story do you like better? Talmud Lomar, that's why we need the identifier of the species. Trefa. Mi sheyesh bimina trefa, otzia tatmea she'ein bimina trefa. Now, you might think, but if that's the case, I'll only exclude the tmea, because there's no din of a trefa. But the chelev of a chaya is included, because there is bimina trefa. And therefore, if a chaya dies, its trefa will not be mitame. That's what you might think, but that would be wrong. So, otzia tatmea she'ein bimina trefa. But lo otzia tachaya sheyesh bimina trefa. Talmud omar v'yochol lo tochluhu. A completely new and beautiful interpretation of the usage of achol lo tochluhu. Not to tell me that the very fact that I'm telling you the yisr means it's a reference not to a behemah tmeah, but rather mi shechelba asur v'sura mutar. Note, when I tell you the word, see that chelev? Well, it won't be metame, but don't you eat it. Don't you eat it? Well, of course, don't you eat it. You mean we're talking about Misha Chalba Asur V'Sara Mutar. So in other words, don't eat it, but the Basar is different. But the Chaya, where the Chalba is always exactly the same as the Basar. What do you mean, don't eat it? It's exactly the same as its Basar. Whatever you said, and I can't eat an Avela. I mean, the Chalav is exactly the same as Basar. Therefore, the Tyra of the Chalav does not apply to the Chaya at all. Are you trying to say that the nevela of a camel is tar? Because you said, Tiher Michlal nevela of a behema tamea? Omar Rava. And the art of Nivlas Behema Torah, Yidimitama, Nivlas Behema Tamea, Lomitama. Omar Le Sorava said, you know, I just can't believe that so many intelligent people make this mistake. I've heard this question 100 times on this right from really intelligent people. It's such a dumb question. Of course it doesn't mean that. Where is there a marker to be motzi, a mammal that's tummy, from the din of the valence? On the contrary, it's motzi, the din of the tahira of the chalev of an animal that's tummy. It's even more tummy. It's not referring to a mammal. So many elders have gotten to those words and come to the same ridiculous conclusion. The Seifa is referring to Atama Nivlat Ov Tamei. That's what it's referring to. So it's saying there's an overall din that is motzi from Nevela by a Nivlat Ov Tamei, and it's motzi min Nevela in Chelev, just like the Chelev is on the etc., etc. That's the point. Not a Behema Tamei. Of course there's no motzi min Nevela of a Behema Tamei. V'Rebbe Yehuda my time, Krosh Kach V'Kadosh, Nevela V'Trefa. Omar Rebbe Yehuda Trefa Lama Nemra. Im Trefa Chaya Arei Nevela Amora. Im Trefa Eina Chaya Arei Bechlam Nevela. Ela Lavi Trefa Shishachata Shemitama. Omar Le Rav Shizbi Ela Miata Vechsiv Chelev Nevela Vechelev Trefa. Hotam Nam, you can say the same thing. Im Trefa Chaya Arei Nevela Amora. Im Trefa Eina Chaya Arei Bechlam Nevela. Ela Lavi Trefa Shishachata Shechalba Mutar. Michlal Dehi Tmeya. The armor of Yunamarav, Armelamadi, the Tanavi, Yamutmana, Bema, Mixat Bema, Mitama, Mixat Bema, Mitama, the Azes of Trefashakta. Ella, you'll have to admit, the Trefami Boyle, the Mute Tmea, Mishi Yesh Bimina Trefa, Yastazosha in Bimina Trefa. So by Oath, it's the same thing. Okanami, the Mute Oath Tame, that it's not Mitame at all as an Avela, Shain Bimino Trefa. Yeah, but that's because Ov Tameh L'Reb Yehuda knows that already from Nevela. The Tani Reb Yehuda Omer Yochot Ein Nivlat Ov Tameh Metama Begadim Abet Abliya Talmud Lomar Nevela Utrefa Lo Yochot Mish Yusro Mishum Bal Tochal Nevela Yatzdaza She'en Yusro Mishum Bal Tochal Nevela Ela Mishum Bal Tochal Tameh anyway. So I Nami, going back then to the Din of Chelev, typically the Chelev Nevela. Mishi Sura Mishum Baltochal Chelem Nevela. Yatsa Mishum Baltochal Chelem Nevela. Ela Mishum Tame. That's true. Okay, so now let's start over again. So hai trefa mi boy, leitu yechaya. So sorry, but I don't mean me shechelba asur b'sara mutar. Yatzta zo shechelba uvesara mutar. Kamash malan. Omar le maishna tmi ad ein chelba chaluk mi b'sara. Chayanami ein chelba chaluk mi b'sara. That's an illogical conclusion. V'yod aktivi achol lo tochlu. Elo omar abaye trefa legufe yitzter. Sholot omar hoel utmi asra michayim. So just like Tmeyah, Chelba Tameyav Trefa, it should be Chelba Tameyav if it dies. So, say the same thing by Ov. Yochanami, big boy. Shalom Tomar. Hova Ov Tameyav Serbachila. And Trefa is a Serbachila. Just like an Ov Tameyav is not Betabe, a Trefa is not Betabe, Kabashbalan is Betabe. Nothing to do with Shchita of a Trefa. Besides which, it's not even logical. Mimikol ameilav treifa mitmeya. Tmeya lo itala shata kosher. Treifa itala shata kosher. Vechite betreifa mibeten, Michael ameimar. At least bebina, Ika. Elam arava, hatorah amra, yavo yisur nevela v'yachol al yisur chelev, yavo yisur treifa v'yachol al yisur chelev. V'tricha. De'i ashmin nevela mishum demetanya. Avo treifa imelo, v'yashmin treifa mishum dechiz michsra michayim. Avo nevela imelo, tzricha. Rabbi Meir, hai treifa my avid leimi boile lema'ute shchita shilifni. Rav Yoda, from that I know from the other treifa, Rabbi Meir. Chad l'mute shchita, which is lefnim, v'chad l'mute ov tamei. Rabbi Yehuda, ov tamei, I know from nevela. Rabbi Meir, hai nevela mai avidle, l'shir achila, b'kezayit. But you could have known that from achol otochlul mikra kama, since it uses the lashon of achila. True, but chad l'shir achila b'kezayit. The other one is the tamei shir achila b'kde achilat pras. Maybe if you manage to eat that owl burger in Yotam Mechdechilat Pras, Name Litameka Marshmallah, it's not really the owl burger, obviously. Tan Rabban, Vechel and Nevela, Vechel of Trefa, Vechel of Beimat Torah, Katuv Medaber. Atomer, Vechel of Beimat Torah, Katuv Medaber, and Vechel of Beimat Tmeya. Amen, look, Tir Michal Shkuta, Vetir Michal Chela. Mashik is Tir Michal Shkuta, Betorah, Velobet Mea. Or you could look at it in the opposite way. Tier mechlal nevela completely. V'tier mechlal chelev alone. So makish tier mechlal chelev, it means that an animal that's tamea is not matar mebenevela, which ends up meaning of tamei. V'lo b'torah. Afkish tier mechlal chelev, b'tamea v'lo b'torah. And the truth is, if you do it this way, Amrit, kishataba b'derech zoi b'torah, kishataba b'derech zoi b'tamea. So therefore, I need the pasuk to tell me treifa. Mi sheyesh b'mina treifa, and if that's the case, otziyata tmeya shem b'mina treifa. But lo otziyata chaya sheyesh b'mina treifa. In which case, the chaya, I would say that the chelav is tar, which isn't true. Talmud Omer v'achol otochlu. Only mi shechel ba asur v'sara mutar. Yatza chaya shechel ba uv'sara mutar. There are so many people who got mixed up in that. The safest is not talking about an animal. It's talking about a nivlat of tamei.